Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, 4-H agents, Amanda Gann. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well.
I am. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the program. You know, we're early spring, but it's never really too early to start thinking about summer, at least in my book. And of course, when we're thinking about summer and 4-H, I'm assuming there's a lot of programs and camps that are coming up. Is that right, Amanda?
There is. We're working on our plans for summer fun. We've got some fun programs and some things that we think the kids are really going to enjoy this summer.
Terrific. Well, I think no time like the present. If you could update us on some of those events that maybe are scheduled or going to be on the schedule, I guess probably as early as June. Is that right?
Yes. Our programs will be in the months of June and July this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we have several different programs planned. All of our programs are for ages 5 to 18. So okay. We have some that are targeted to our younger youth, and then we have some that are targeted more to our older youth and our teenagers.
And what, Amanda, what do you do for families? And obviously, there's cost with the programs. How do you work that in with the families? If, say, some families maybe can't afford programs like others, so you got special ways to make that work?
We do. We have some very generous businesses who have donated so that we are able to keep our costs. Some of our programs are actually free, and then some are low cost, as low as $5.
Oh.
So we want our programs to be available to everyone. So we try to work with the families to keep them as low cost as possible.
Great. Well, let's talk about some of the programs that are coming up, maybe some of the individual programs and what they mean.
Sure. We have a very fun program coming up called Candy Science.
Mm-hmm.
Most kids love candy.
Yeah.
So this program is going to be involving all kinds of different science experiments involving candy. They're going to be doing some freeze drying of candy.
Mm.
They are going to be learning how cotton candy is made. And they may actually even be able to take some cotton candy home with them that day. So all of those science experiments are going to involve candy that day. So I think that's one the kids are really going to enjoy. We have one called So Much Fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they will get to learn some of the basics of sewing, learning how to thread a needle, sew on a button. But they'll also get to try their hand at using a sewing machine, learning how to cut out a pattern, and actually being able to make something that they will be able to take home with them.
Very cool. So Much Fun. S-E-W. Yes. So Much Fun. Yeah.
Yes.
Our guest is Amanda Gann. She's with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Office, 4-H agent, and they've got multiple programs coming up June and July. So more on the way. Amanda, let's talk about some other programs.
Yes, we have one called Preserve It and Serve It,
mm-hmm.
because it seems like canning is kind of a lost art that some people have forgotten how to do, and we want to carry that on for our future generations to know how that we can preserve our food. So we have a program called Preserve It and Serve It,
mm-hmm.
where they will learn how to make pickles, and they will also get to make some fresh some jam out of fresh fruit.
Mm.
And they'll get to sample those and try those and take those recipes home, so hopefully that's something that they can do with their family.
Absolutely. That's terrific.
We have the big innovation station bus that's coming from North Carolina A&T University, and that is a bus that is equipped with all kinds of STEM stations.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids will be able to go onto the bus, and there will be all kinds of different things that they can build and that they can make and experiment. So I think that's one that the kids will really enjoy. We have one called Chef and the Child, where we actually have a professional chef who comes up, and he spends 3 days with us, and he teaches the kids all kinds of different things from kitchen safety, being careful around the stove, knife skills, how to incorporate different things into recipes, maybe some ingredients that the kids are not big fans of, like vegetables, and how they can use them in recipes that they find are actually yummy and that they enjoy.
So many great things that the 4-H does, and such a variety of things. And what's really cool about it is that you understand in 4-H, there's no better way to learn than with hands-on experience. And so these programs give a lot of hands-on experience, don't they?
Yes, they do. We think that kids learn best when they are doing hands-on experiences.
Our guest is Amanda Gann, and yes, we are talking about 4-H programs, and we've covered some of those, but I suspect there are more. Is that right, Amanda?
There are. We have a whole lineup of programs, and that information will be released in April, so we would love for the listeners to be on the lookout. A great place to keep an eye out for that is on our Surrey County 4-H Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
They can go there and see information about all kinds of programs that we have coming up, and also be looking in April when we will be releasing the information and registration for our Summer Fun program.
Are you also continuing to look for 4-H volunteers?
Yes, we always love to have volunteers. Mm-hmm. We could use some volunteers for the summer with our Summer Fun programs, mm-hmm. and then we're also looking for volunteers during the year to help with any of our clubs. We're really wanting to get clubs available all across the county.
Right.
So all of our students and our youth have access to clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone is interested in being a volunteer, mm-hmm. They can find my contact information there on the Facebook page. And I would love to talk with them about some opportunities they have for volunteering.
And if people just have some questions, maybe they heard a name of a program today, and I know there's others we haven't covered, but if they just have some questions, they want to get in touch with you, what's a good way to do that if it's either by phone or by email?
The phone number at the office is 336-401-8025,
mm-hmm.
or they can reach me by email, and that is agann@ncsu.edu.
Terrific. Pleasure to chat with you today. It sounds like you have a very busy summer coming up with 4-H. Amanda Gann, 4-H agent with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Thank you so very much. Enjoy the rest of the spring and that busy summer you have coming, and look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thank you so much.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.